time.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Friday morning. 251-343-0106. You want to interact with the program, hit me up on that text line. Still come on the program about an hour from now. Returning champion state senator Chris Elliott. So stay tuned for that. Joining us now on the line, he is the chairman of the College Republican Federation of Alabama, but Riley McArdle is making time for us. Riley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you? I'm good.
I'm well. Thanks for hopping on. We do appreciate it. Hey, you put this out yesterday, and there were, you know, we're still, the Charlie Kirk saga lingers on here. You and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago on the station. But you have sent a letter to the university here, to the university president, about some of the professors there. Now, we had the one we were really aware of was A.J. Bauer and the comments he had made. And he wrote like a whole book about media and attacking conservative media. There are two others you have here, Raheem Thaler, Jamie Tangman. You kind of walk us through what this is about and how what led you to this action.
Yeah, so, this has been those reports of those posts, social media posts, that came out about 2 weeks ago, right? So, there's been time for everyone to see, you know, what's going on, what the professor said. Auburn had something similar, and they fired their professors who said that type of stuff. Clemson did the same thing. So, we've had 2 weeks to look at what these people said. I know A.J. Bauer said something about basically blaming Republicans for what happened to Charlie Kirk. Jamie Tangman posted all over several different local news accounts basically saying, thoughts and prayers with a bunch of laughing emojis. I guess also not only mocking Charlie Kirk, but also mocking Christians. And then Raheem Thaler reposted something basically pulling Charlie Kirk's race into this and saying that, white people got all mad about Charlie Kirk being assassinated, but we don't say anything when black people and brown people are killed, which is totally untrue. You and I both remember 2020 after the George Floyd stuff. So that's just totally baseless. But the university has had 2 weeks to look at that, and these people still are employed at the University of Alabama, and I'm pretty sure I can speak for most Alabamians when I say that that is totally unacceptable. I mean, we're all taxpayers in the state and pay to fund the university. And, they have a duty to reflect the morals of the people who pay to keep the university funded.
Well, and something else, Riley, that, when the professors at Clemson did what they did, the reaction was pretty swift. It was pretty vocal. There was no reaction in Alabama. And then when we reached out at 1819 News to lawmakers about this, well, let's give the University of Alabama time to take action here. And as far as I could tell, nothing's been done. Is that your assessment?
Yeah, I've heard, we have heard radio silence from the university. Through some, I guess, backdoor channels, I've heard that these people got a talking to, and that's, really going to be the end of it. For me, and I think for the majority of Alabamians who have at least an ounce of moral clarity, that's not enough. You can't celebrate when a dad of two kids gets gunned down in front of his wife, his kids, and I think his parents were there as well. And then also keep your job, and taxpayers put the bill for you to keep that job.
Yeah, I just if anything, and it's not even that, like, you know, the action must be swift and you must do and take charge here. But I don't like the silence. I don't like, hey, we disapprove of this. Where is this? Why aren't we hearing this from our lawmakers? Why aren't we hearing this from more university officials? Why aren't we hearing this from anybody, the governor on down? And, well, I mean, why, you know, talk is cheap. Why not even just say, hey, we don't need to be doing this. Now, the federal delegation, you know, they've been vocal, but it's the people at the state and the silence there that I'm very disappointed.
Right. Yeah, the federal delegation has been great. I know Senator Tuberville has really come out and demanded that these people be fired and stood with taxpayers and with students on this. But I really don't know what the deal is with Montgomery. You know, for me, this is a pretty black and white issue. We're one of the most red states in the country, and so it shouldn't be acceptable to Montgomery, to D.C., to anybody, that employees at the University of Alabama, when one of the biggest names in the right-of-center world gets gunned down in broad daylight, I mean, just a brutal murder, and these people celebrate publicly, and you know, embarrass this university to a degree that is pretty shocking. And then turn around and say, oh, well, keep me on the payroll. To me, and I think it should be to everyone, that's unacceptable. And they should have been fired yesterday, but here we are about 2 weeks later. They haven't been fired. I think there's still time for the university to take action. But that window is closing before people really just become disgusted with the university. And to be honest with you, you know, we have a new president here, and he's only been here for a couple of weeks. And if this is what sets the tone for his tenure at the university, I think that is a real big mistake on their part.
Well, and across the state, Riley, Auburn moved swiftly. I mean, maybe not as swift as, like I said, Clemson or wherever. Well, Clemson, it took them a while. Right. But they did act. They did act, and they did terminate. There were terminations. They didn't go into the specifics, but it's just this. There's just been the radio silence and no discussion whatsoever. And like I said, we reached out to lawmakers, and they said, well, we want to give the UA system an opportunity to correct this. Well, I mean, how long does that take?
Right. Yeah, I've heard, you know, some people say, oh, well, we've still got, we're doing investigations. But it doesn't take 2 weeks to investigate Facebook comments. If it does, you probably shouldn't be employed in a university system. So for me, that is falling on deaf ears, you know. You can say that and act like you're doing something, but as time passes, people, I think, rightly are going to get a little bit impatient with the university. And, you know, I know so many students have reached out to President Mueller, to the administration. I'm sure his inbox is completely flooded with students and people who just love the university. Calling on him to fire these people, and it's been met with silence. And so for me, I sent him this email, but I also decided, you know, I think we need to put a little bit of public pressure on the administration. And so, you know, I'm joining Senator Tuberville and others in that, and hopefully they take some action pretty soon.
So just for clarity here, you have not heard, they have not, have you been in any discussions with the administration and the University of Alabama?
Not at all. Anything that I've heard is just, you know, coming from rumors and stuff that I've heard friend of a friend that a professor had said, or, you know, just back channel type stuff. So, no, publicly and in writing, the university's been completely silent.
How long do you think they have here? Because, you know, the longer this goes, the memory of this fades. And I think that's their game. They're trying to wait it out. But I suppose the hope here is just kind of keep the temperature turned up and expect some kind of, at least at minimum, right, a response.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've said this a couple of times. I understand President Mueller is new to his job. I wouldn't be shocked that he's just trying to get through these first couple of months without making any big moves, you know, have good relations with the faculty and staff and the student body. But, you know, he does have those constituencies, but he also has the constituency of the Alabama taxpayer, the people who fund this university. And for me, the people who made these comments on social media don't reflect the values of your everyday Alabama taxpayer. And so it should not be hard for Dr. Mueller to understand that and take action. He's got a responsibility to do that. I don't think he has much longer to make that happen before the people of Alabama really just sort of write him off as an empty suit.
Well, and let me ask you this, Riley, yeah. Especially as it pertains to the leadership there at the university. Mm-hmm. I thought Stuart Bell had done a decent job of trying. I know it's hard to navigate, but he did not. I mean, he didn't let this get too out of control. Do you think it's that? I mean, you just have a new president who's more sympathetic to left of center viewpoints. But Bell knew the game. He knew that you could not let the faculty get out in front of this, like in something like this, in this such a way that without some kind of response, at least from the Alabama legislature. Well, as it turns out, here we are with the new president. And, this would not, to me, this would have been taken care of under the previous regime.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dr. Bell, you know, he was always even handed. We didn't expect any special treatment from him on the right, but he was even handed and knew when to call a ball and when to call a strike. So it could be that, you know, President Mueller is a new president and he wants to, stay away from controversy for his first year or so. But, you know, when you're hired by the University of Alabama, I mean, just think about the brand, the history that this university has. When you're hired to lead the University of Alabama, that doesn't mean you're hired to sit around for a year and then start to lead a little bit later. That means you hit the ground running, you get to work, and you start leading immediately. That's something that any leader that I know knows, you know, innately. So to me, for this guy to sit around for however long he intends to and hope that at some point, you know, it's okay for him to make tough calls is ridiculous. You know, when we expect you to lead, we don't expect you to lead later. We expect you to lead now. And I think that while he's still got time to do this, time's running out, and it's going to be an awful mark on his administration if he doesn't take action on this.
Joined by Riley McCarley, he is the chairman of the College Republican Federation of Alabama. But just getting back to it, I mean, there's been some personnel changes and things like that, and I mean, I hope not, but you're right. Do you worry that maybe this is a sign of things to come, that, you know, we're going to go back to like this sort of elitist ivory tower academia under President Mueller? That, you know, I thought, like I said, the Bell administration had done a good job. They did play both sides at times, for sure. But there was this appearance that conservatives were under assault, whenever you'd have a speaker come to the University of Alabama and they would try the game with the security or whatever, the Bell administration always made sure that this did not blow up into a big controversy. Would always take care of things, and I'm a little worried. I think this change in leadership may be sort of the writing on the wall here.
Yeah, it is a little bit concerning. You know, I'm in my last year here. I'm a senior, so I've I've been through 3 years of the Bell administration, and they were three wonderful years. I appreciate Dr. Bell and everything that he did for the university. But, you know, to see this on my way out sort of weakness from the new administration is pretty disheartening. I don't know, you know, if that means that this is how it's going to be the whole time that President Mueller is here as president. But I hope not. And I hope that as he gets acclimated to Alabama, he begins to understand the values and the morals that we hold dear in this state. We don't kid about that. We're, you know, deeply religious and committed to our faith, and right or left or center, for us, our morality, our values aren't reflected by what these people have posted on social media. And if President Mueller, I guess, down the road understands what Alabama values mean, I don't think he will be able to look back and say this is a good decision to keep these people around.
Well, you got to leave it there. We're out of time. Folks want to find out more about your organization. Where can they look?
Yeah, so we are at CRF Alabama on every platform, and I'm at Riley K. McArdle on every platform.
Riley, thanks again. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
I said, Mr. Many Thanks. He said, you don't have to call me Mr.